Shalom Ibrahim, Rabbi Sai. The topic which I'd like to discuss this evening, the Siyata Lishmaya, is the halacha of deodorant, wearing antiperspirant deodorant and aerosol on Shabbos and also on Yom Kippur. So this is something which is nagea for Shabbos in general and also all season specific for Yom Kippur. So there are three types of deodorant. So let's start with the first one. The first one is a stick deodorant. It's a little bit like a twisted, obviously not adhesive, but it's one where as you put it on, it wears away, it rubs away the top of it. So one of these sorts of deodorants, the stick deodorant, it goes without saying, but that's going to be offer because of mamachi, because you're rubbing out the top, just like you don't use bars of soap on Shabbos. As it says in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Chaf Vav, the Kotan Lamed, that we would not be allowed to use this sort of deodorant where this applies, neither on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, goes without saying. So that's a short offer. Okay, next type of deodorant number two, is a roll-on deodorant, where you have the liquid antiperspirant, which is behind a ball, just like a large ballpoint pen, really. And as one applies this roll-on, so then a layer of the liquid is allowed to come to be released onto the ball, and that is how that is the roll-on deodorant. Now, what's the story over here? So on Shabbos, there's no malacha involved in using a roll-on deodorant. That would be okay. Whereas on Yom Kippur, this comes under the imri of Sicha. One of the Isurim on Yom Kippur is Sicha, as it says in Siman Tof Reish, Yud Dalet, Sif Aleph, that we're not allowed to apply oil to ourselves or apply liquid to ourselves. This is separate from Rechitza, which is washing, where we're trying to clean ourselves and get rid of dirt. This is something different, which is that we're not allowed to put liquids or oils upon ourselves. So even though we could use the roll-on deodorant on Shabbos, we would not be allowed to use that on Yom Kippur because it is applying liquid to our body, which we're not allowed to do. You can do on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to on Yom Kippur. So far, the stick deodorant is out, two strikes against it, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, whereas the roll-on you can on Shabbos, but you're not allowed to on Yom Kippur because of Sicha. The million-dollar question, and this is a very, very broad-ranging question, is what about the spray deodorants, the aerosol deodorants? What's the halacha with them? So let's start by looking at Hilchos Shabbos. Is there any malacha that seems to apply when it comes to using a spray deodorant? Well, let's think about it. There's a malacha on Shabbos called Zoyre L'Ruach. And Zoyre L'Ruach is one of the ways where they would separate things. How would they do that? They would do it using the wheat. They had all of the wheat, and the wheat was together with the chaff, with the waste product, with the hay, and they'd already walloped it and beaten it to separate the wheat from the chaff. And then they threw it up into the air, and the winds came along, or they would blow, and the hay, the lighter hay and chaff, would be removed and would fly away, whereas the heavier grains of wheat would sink down. And that was an act of separating, and it was separating that was done using wind and using air. So this is Zoyre L'Ruach. Now the Yerushalmi, which is brought by the Ramah in Arachayim, Siman Shin, Yud Tes, Sifkotan, Sif Yud Zayin, the Ramah brings the Yerushalmi, a fascinating Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi says that it's forbidden to spit into the air and have the saliva separated. If you're spitting against the wind, and then the saliva will be separated and will be broken into small droplets by the wind. Now that's very interesting, Yerushalmi, because you're not actually separating any good from any bad, like the wheat from the chaff. All you're doing is you're using wind to separate something, which otherwise it's all the same, it's all saliva. I know it's not that people can speak about this, but by science, shulding, I'm sorry, but this is the halacha. So the Yerushalmi, brought by this Ramah, says you're not even allowed to separate, even if you're just separating the good from the good or the bad from the bad, using the wind. And as I say, this Yerushalmi is brought by the Ramah. Now, when it comes to using an aerosol, it seems to be that you're spraying, you're releasing the spray, and surely you're causing this liquid to turn into these tiny little droplets. So is this the same as this Ramah, when you're spitting against the wind and you're causing the wind to be spit into lots of little particles? Does it seem as though it's the same? It does really seem like it's the same. If that would be the case, then it would actually be awesome to use deodorant, air fresheners, antiperspirant, any of these sprays on Shabbos. And there is such a school of thought. However, it seems to be that the Olam goes with the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe, actually, Moshe Feinstein, he allowed using these deodorants on Shabbos, and he said it for the following reason. See, the way that they work is that you have inside these cans, you have the liquid deodorant, but on top of that, you have certain gases called propellants. And what these gases do is that they are put inside the can under pressure, and they try and push this liquid down because of gravity. What they do is these propellants, these gases, they try and push the liquid out. And in the middle of the deodorant, there's a tube. And when you press the nozzle on top, you press the valve on top, so that releases a bit of pressure that causes the propellant gases to push the liquid down. The liquid gets pushed down, and by pushing it down, it causes some of the liquid to go up this little pipe in the middle. And when the liquid comes up through the pipe and it reaches the nozzle, it's coming under force. And so there are lots of little, and so therefore when this liquid comes up the pipe and it's released under force, so then it turns into a spray with these small misty particles. And that's the way that the deodorant works. And the Igros Moshe allows using aerosols on Shabbos, because he says this scattering, it's not like you're blowing and the wind, the natural wind, is actually separating the saliva into parts. It's not actually the air which is doing that. Rather, it's the pressure of the liquid as it's forced through these tiny holes of the nozzle. So it's the pressure of the liquid itself that is causing it to be to make these tiny droplets. And since it's not directly caused by the wind, it's not similar to Zoyrah. It's not similar to this scattering by the wind. It's scattering because of the pressure of the liquid as it's forced through the tiny holes. And therefore, says the Igros Moshe, that this is not considered the same as Zoyrah, and therefore you are allowed to use aerosols on Shabbos, which is good news. Good news for the Yidden, especially if you've got someone sitting next to you. Yeah, that maybe, you know, he could use some. Good news for the Yidden is that we can use antiperspirant sprays on Shabbos. Okay, so far so good. We've seen that you can't use stick deodorants on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. Roll-ons you can on Shabbos, but not on Yom Kippur. And the sprays we've seen, you can use them on Shabbos. What about Yom Kippur? Are you allowed to use a spray deodorant on Yom Kippur? So, on the one hand, why would we say that it might be forbidden? Because one of these isurim on Yom Kippur is sicha, is applying oil to yourself or applying liquid to yourself. Now over here, when you're spraying it, you're spraying these little particles of liquid onto your body. So therefore, maybe we should say that it's osur to use deodorant on Shabbos. In fact, that's the way Piskei Tshuvos in Tofleish Yudalet Aleph, he says that it is osur and you're not allowed to use spray deodorant on Yom Kippur. And so too it says in Ashrei Ish, Volume Gimel, Perut Ayin Aleph, Ois Tes, in the name of Rebbe Yoshev, that you're not allowed to use these antiperspirant sprays, spray deodorants on Yom Kippur. On Shabbos, yes, you can use the spray, but on Yom Kippur, you would not be allowed to because of Sifa. However, Yeshua Pfeffer, a friend of mine who writes on a website called Din Online, I haven't seen it brought in other places, he's a very, very big Talmud Chacham, and he actually brings a list of people who are maple on this topic. There's Mikrei Kodesh, Vov, Tzion, Samach, there's Chaim Sha'al, 746, Matzeh Elio in Kol HaTorah, volume Nun Aleph, page 140. So here we have a list that there are people who disagree with this Rav Yoshev that we mentioned beforehand, and they say that because there are these tiny, they're not really even droplets, but the time they hit a person's skin, they're not really nikar as a liquid anymore, as oils or as water. It's just sort of this spray, almost like a powder, that it hits the person's skin. And therefore, these are the shittas that say that, and one can be lenient, and just like you can use the deodorant on Shabbos, it's not a problem of Zoyrah, so too, these shittas say, not like Rav Yoshev, they say that you can use the deodorant spray even on Yom Kippur, and they say it's not a problem of Sicha. I spoke to Dain Lichtenstein, based in the Federation, he holds like the shittas like Rav Yoshev, and certainly it does seem, from the Moira Hero, that it seems to be that most do go with this Rav Yoshev, and they say that you're not allowed, they say with the mainstream seems to be you should not use spray deodorants on Yom Kippur. So according to those, what you can do is just spray everything you can before Yom Kippur comes in. Especially the person sitting next to you in shul, see what you can do about it, yeah? Try and make sure to spray everything before Yom Kippur comes in. If possible, use like a 48-hour deodorant. and put it on before Yom Kippur. Additionally, you can spray your clothes before Yom Kippur comes in as well, and make it mamish like almost solid. You know, you put so much deodorant on there. And by spraying yourself before Yom Kippur and your clothes before Yom Kippur, so this should be a skula. You should smell very, very nice for at least most of Yom Kippur. And using the can you spray the deodorant onto your clothes on Yom Kippur itself? Does it have to be before Yom Kippur? Actually, you're not allowed to do it on Yom Kippur itself or on Shabbos. You can't spray clothing on Shabbos because the Shulchan Aruch says in Tzof Kuf Yud Aleph Sifal and Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Kaf Zayin and other places as well. But there's an Issa to be Moilid Reach in also Mishnah Berurah Shin Kaf Beis Sifkot and Yud Ches. You're not allowed to put scent on garments on Shabbos. Why can't you spray garments on Shabbos? It's a Rabbonon called Moilid Reach. And this is like Mata B'Patish. It's like, he says, that by making this scent, making a scented garment, it's as though it's similar to a new garment, and therefore they're possibly Rabbonim. So if I ate some Dvareinu, we'll just conclude, forgive me, I've gone slightly over time over here, just conclude, when it comes to Shabbos, you can use roll-on and you can use spray deodorant, but not thick deodorant. And when it comes to Yom Kippur, most authorities or mainstream seems to be you shouldn't use any deodorant on Yom Kippur. You can put it on yourself and your neighbor possibly and your clothes before Yom Kippur comes in. However, there is a minority opinion. It seems to be not the mainstream opinion. But there is a Choshev Deis that we mentioned over here that would say that one can actually use deodorant on Yom Kippur. So there are some Nekilim over there. Each person should ask their Moyei Ra, and the Ikkez HaKadosh should see our Inuyim, and it should be Nisqabal Brachim of Rotzain, so it should be Mechaper for all our various prayers. Hashem, we should have a Gezinta. Peace to your Gemach Simatoiva to everything.